Hey, thanks for checking out the music podcast today. If you made it all the way through one of my reviews, just know, I put these on YouTube first a long time ago, but they didn't quite get the traction that I wanted. So now that I have a bigger audience, I'm trying to make sure that I get it out on the right platform to the right people who actually want to hear it. So if each episode seems a little bit different, it's because it's been recorded, you know, about a year in advance at this point. But I'm all about putting it on multiple platforms, you know what I mean? That being said, I have other content. Make sure you check the description to see all the other projects we have. We have a gaming show, we have a, you know, a weekly podcast where we talk about other things. We're even getting a variety of content over on our YouTube channel, Wannabe Critic Productions. If you want to see the video versions of these reviews moving forward, make sure you're checking out Wannabe Music Reviews on YouTube. It's basically the same thing as what you're getting on this podcast feed, but if you want to watch it instead of listening to it, you can find it there. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Is it possible to like something while disliking the same thing at the same time? I don't know if it's that, is that a thing? Welcome, my fellow wannabes, to my channel. As you may know, I am Gabriel Fast, and I am the Wannabe Critic. Today we're doing things a little bit differently. We're doing a review, but also a comparison at the same time. I put out a Foals review a while back off their volume 2 of Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost. Actually, it was the whole album was volume 1 and 2, part 1 and part 2, excuse me. And that video gained more attention than I thought it was going to. I just thought it would be good practice to put a video out like that. But it actually gained some traction. I got some requests on it, and I got some feedback on it. So what we're doing is we're reviewing an earlier album, My Foals, while comparing it to their newest album. So what I thought I'd do is we're going to look at their first debut album and kind of talk through it and kind of compare it to their newest album, Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost. I just want to come out and say that I really, really like this album, actually. It's called Antidotes. It's Foals' debut. I listened to the extended edition with bonus tracks on it. I was reading comics while I was listening to it, and I did enjoy it. It just felt very samey. It doesn't take away from the goodness or the good parts of it, but I mean, it definitely had a distinct vibe and a distinct sound, kind of like whenever an album just feels like one giant jam session or one giant song. It's kind of how this felt, honestly, to me. Nothing really super duper stood out to me on just the main album itself. One of the bonus tracks on the deluxe edition, I think it's called Tron. I actually really liked that song. That song stuck out to me the most, so I guess you could put that as the key track of this album. But the whole thing before that, the first 10 songs or 11 songs or whatever, it just didn't really make a huge impact on me. It makes a lot of sense for Volume 1 and where Volume 1 is coming from, especially if this is an earlier place that the band was in. You can definitely still hear the influences from this album are kind of stamped on the volume one, or part one, excuse me, of Everything Not Saved Will Be Lost. And it's just kind of a weird composition and just a weirder outlook. Still can't understand a word he's saying, which is fine. I think it kind of harkens back a little bit to back in the day whenever punk musicians a lot of times would just make noise and let the music kind of speak for itself. It's definitely a weirder style of music. Kind of reminds me of something you might hear out of the Local Natives, or I mean, I'm getting like the XX vibes and things like that. The very different style of music and storytelling. I think they're really trying to paint a picture or tell a story with their music that they've made on this first record. The fact that it is kind of samey and kind of sounds like one giant song, it doesn't take away from how talented the band actually is and how tight they are, especially on a debut album. I think that the level of composition is astounding, actually, and it is very impressive for a debut, in my opinion. You can definitely hear, like, psychedelic vibes on this record. You can hear a lot of the indie music that was popular at the time and the music that kind of was making a big impact on the indie scene back in the day. This album came out in 2008, I had to check. But it kind of reminds me of, like, I don't know, might have had a similar impact as to something like what the Arcade Fire would have put out, or maybe even a band like Local Natives. I think I mentioned that before. Just sort of a different type of vibe of indie music. And I mean, there's a handful of other bands. I mean, there's dozens of other bands that were kind of making an imprint on the indie scene around that time anyways. And I think this is definitely among one of the ones that probably made at least got the most traction at the time. So I enjoyed it. Super solid album. There's really no comparison as to which album I like better. I like their new album better. I probably never listened to this album again, to be honest with you. But I did enjoy it. I think it's definitely very listenable. I think if you like weird music, a weird jammy session type music, I think you'll like this album. I think this is a good album. I'm gonna give it a 7.5 out of 10. Again, just not enough variety for me to want to be like, oh, I'd like to put in Foles Antidote's record today and listen to it on my record player. No, not for me. But some of you might really love this album, and I'd love to know why. So please, if you don't mind, if this is your first time here, please consider subscribing to my channel. Comment, slap like, subscribe, ring that bell if you do decide to subscribe, and I will notify you every single time I post a video.
Hey there! So, you have stumbled onto one of the many projects that we have over at Wannabe Critic Productions. This just happens to be the music project. I review music, and I have ideas to do other things music-related on the YouTube channel and the podcast. I just have to say thank you so much for checking it out. I really, really appreciate it. But if you want to check out more stuff that we have going on over on our, various projects, I encourage you to go check out some of the projects in the description down below, whether it be our YouTube channel where we post podcasts. There's going to be Let's Plays, there's reviews, there's interviews, there's all kinds of things over there. But we've kind of morphed it to be a kind of catch-all for all the different things that we do other than music. So I encourage you to go check that out. That being said, though, thank you so much for listening today or watching today. I really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on podcast services, make sure you leave us a review. I would really appreciate it, and it would help, keep me relevant. So I am Gabriel Fast. I will always be the Wannabe Critic.